Here we are with some very enthusiastic musicians, and we'd like to introduce them to you right now. Hello.
Hi, I'm Cynthia Philippi. I'm a violist, and I'm from New Jersey.
Hi, my name is Beatrice Chen. I'm from Chicago, Illinois, and I'm also a violist.
Hello, everyone. My name is Hoon, and I'm a cellist. I'm 17 years old. I'm from Seoul.
Hello, my name is Soomin Kim. I'm from Seoul, Korea, and I play the violin.
Let me stand on this side.
Hi, everyone. My name's Danny, and I'm the violinist of this quintet, and I'm also from Seoul, South Korea.
And they've elected you spokesman for this event. And what we are hearing is a preview of something that's coming up on the 17th of November. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, it is. So the Curtis Institute is having a whole Mozart quintet project this Saturday. It's going to be in the Gold Rehearsal Hall in Lempfest Hall, Curtis Institute of Music on 16th and Locust. So basically what we're doing is playing all the viola quintets that Mozart has written during his hardships and during his life. And we are going to play all the viola quintets that he wrote, and then we're going to explain also some of the background stories of Mozart quintets before we perform on Saturday, and it's going to be wonderful, I think, right?
And that's part of the reason, not just the performance, but the explanation. That's something you've all worked very hard on, learning about the pieces.
Yes, it's something that we are mostly not used to before, because most performers are not used to saying or explaining our pieces before performing, but it's really new and fresh to learn how to speak in front of public. Not just that, but like learning what the background is of what we're playing and then explaining that to the audience and hopefully make them understand. And
Does that, as a performer, the background of the piece, does that help you interpret it?
Sure, of course, what happens, if we know the background story of what the piece is, then I think we have a lot more, I think we can have a more wider range of ideas on what we can...
Because I've had some discussions with musicians who say the story of it helps explain to them, the performer, what was in the mind of the composer when he composed it. Sure. And then you can interpret it in that same way.
Yeah, I think it makes it a lot easier for us to show the audience what the piece is actually saying or saying to all of us if we also know what the piece means or what the composer was going through while he was writing the piece.
And what is the piece you're going to play for us today? It's the whole piece, right straight through.
Just the first and second movement of the C minor viola quintet by Mozart. And while Mozart was writing all his viola quintets, he was in a lot of financial hardships. He owned a lot of money to a lot of people, and he had to write all these viola quintets in a relatively short period of time because he wanted to sell all of these, of course, and he wanted to have some concerts so that he could earn some money and pay people back. But sadly, people did not buy any of his concert tickets, mostly, so he had to postpone it at first, and then even after he postponed it, no one still bought his concert ticket. So it's a sad story how he never really got to perform these. And he died as a sad man, I think.
Well, on that happy note, we're going to hear the Mozart Quintet. We should give you a name. I guess the Beatles are taken, so that's an old name anyway. But these are students from Curtis about to perform Mozart. Live in our performance studio at WRTI 90.1.
Thank you. Thank you.
Two movements from Mozart's Quintet in C minor, Kürschel 406, performed by, let's give you a name just for today, the Curtis String Quintet. How's that sound? We have something special coming up, as Danny mentioned before, the recital at the Gould Rehearsal Hall at Lenfest Hall, 1616 Locust Street, and it's the 17th of November. There are two performances, one at 11 in the morning and one at 2 in the afternoon. Six groups will perform, all of Mozart's viola quintets, and lunch will be served. So thank you all for joining us today. A pleasure. Back to you, Bliss.
30 minutes.
So they're going to want to take some photos. You may want to just wait a minute with your instrument.
Yep. Ready? Yeah.
Should be any second now. That was painless, right?
Yeah.